From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. FBI Director Christopher Wray is defending his agency in response to a scathing Inspector General's report that heavily criticized the actions of his predecessor in investigating former candidate Hillary Clinton's email server. Wray said the report only addresses a specific set of facts and the actions of a handful of individuals, but does not reflect the integrity of the FBI as a whole.
Nothing in this report impugns the integrity of our workforce as a whole or the FBI as an institution.
The report cited former Director James Comey as insubordinate for publicly announcing he recommended against criminal charges for Hillary Clinton months before the 2016 election, and then alerting Congress just days before the vote that the investigation was being reopened. At the White House, spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the report points out political biases at the FBI.
Causes a great deal of concern, and I think points out the political bias that the president's been talking about and that has been repeatedly mentioned from this administration that we found to be a huge problem, and we're glad they're looking into it.
Both Republicans and Democrats have been critical of Comey's handling of the Clinton investigation, but the report does not vindicate either group. New York's attorney general filed a lawsuit Thursday accusing Donald Trump of illegally using money from his charitable foundation to settle lawsuits against his business empire and to steer donations to his political campaign. The two-year investigation detailed a closely coordinated effort between Trump's campaign and foundation to promote his political persona by giving big amounts of other people's money in the run-up to the Iowa caucuses. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has drafted a bill that would end the Trump administration's policies of separating children from their parents when they are arrested for illegally trying to enter the country. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, the bill is an attempt at compromise after negative press reports in recent days.
This measure sticks to President Trump's priorities on immigration while trying to get conservatives and moderates on board. It's a shift to a merit-based system. The young Dreamers, who have been living in the country illegally since childhood, could apply for legal status for 6 years. Applicants could gain points for education or other skills. Eventually, they could apply for citizenship. The bill beefs up enforcement of immigration laws and ends the diversity visa lottery for immigrants from underrepresented countries. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Saudi-led coalition backing Yemen's exiled government captured a town south of the port city of Hodeidah on Thursday as fierce fighting and airstrikes pounded the area. A Saudi military spokesman said the forces were drawing closer to the Red Sea port in a campaign aimed at driving out Iranian-aligned Shiite rebels known as Houthis, who have held Hodeidah since 2015. The port is the main entry point for food and relief supplies into Yemen. Lisa Grande is the UN humanitarian coordinator for Yemen. She says that vital relief supplies are still making their way through.
Despite heavy naval shelling and aerial bombardment in Hodeidah, the port of Hodeidah remains open. Yesterday, on the first day of fighting, a vessel chartered by the UN World Food Program was able to dock at the port and to offload 5,000 metric tons of food.
More than 10,000 people have been killed in Yemen's civil war between government forces backed by the Saudi Arabians and Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Millions of others have been displaced. The Pentagon says a drone strike targeted the leader of the Pakistani Taliban in an Afghan province near the border with Pakistan. Unconfirmed reports from locals Thursday said that Mullah Fazlullah had been killed. A U.S. official speaking on the condition of anonymity said the strike late Wednesday targeted Fazlullah, the chief of the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, or TTP. Pentagon officials declined to comment on whether the strike was successful. U.S. officials said Fazlullah directed numerous high-profile attacks against the U.S. and Pakistan since he was appointed the group's leader in 2013. And the world's most-watched sporting event, the Football World Cup, kicked off Thursday with host country Russia defeating Saudi Arabia 5-0 in the opening match. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.